Medina's campaign kicked off the day at a local barbecue joint in New Braunfels. The crowd was made up of strong Medina supporters who say the so-called Beck incident hasn't changed their mind about their dark horse candidate. That's the one where Beck tried to pin Medina down on her 9/11 views. Bill Jones says that only changed his mind about Beck. Jones knows that conspiracy theorists, as he said, can go off the deep end.
However, with that said, the very idea that you have to come out and proactively denounce out of hand any possibility other than the popularly addressed theory, that being that the government can do no wrong, and that's silly. It's ridiculous.
And truther or no truther, the whole thing has nothing to do with the current problems in Texas. Jones is much more worried about his property taxes. For Patrick Gable, it's the state's education system.
We are a homeschool family, and we've heard that she also homeschooled, and that was a big thing for us, that she's supportive of that.
So when Medina made it over to his table, the conversation never turned to Glenn Beck or 9/11. Instead, it was all about homeschool curriculum and Medina sharing her own problems with getting her son to turn homework in on time.
Next time you get in trouble for being late, getting your lesson done, you can remind your mama that my little boy didn't get his done until about 8 o'clock at night. And then you won't feel bad when it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Her next stop in Lytle brought about 50 supporters out. Daryl Webb helped set up the event and was selling Medina yard signs, but he's quick to point out his libertarian roots. And while he's voting for Medina, that doesn't mean she'll get a free pass once in office.
This is bigger than Deborah Medina. I'm not just supporting Deborah Medina. Deborah Medina just emerged as the person saying and doing the right things. Okay, and we will hold her accountable when she gets into office to do the things that she said she would do.
There were also a few undecided voters in the crowd in Lytle, like Mark Kidd.
I had heard about her on talk radio, and when I realized that she was going to be this close, I thought, I want to hear what she has to say.
Kidd wants to see Governor Perry out of office, so he wants to know all he can about the governor's challengers. Dale and Ethel Stokes also came to the rally undecided. They said they didn't know much about Medina. They didn't see either GOP debate, although Ethel has heard about some of Medina's tax proposals.
I like to deal with the property tax myself because we're senior citizens and it just gets harder and harder. Seems like it's like paying a mortgage payment. We have the property paid off, but the taxes now take us $600 a month. That's ridiculous.
Medina spoke and took questions from the audience for almost an hour. The speech hit on her meat and potatoes issues, like lower taxes, personal liberty, and property rights. She drew some yells of agreement and a couple of amens along the way, ending with a rally to the polls.
We're this close. Do not believe for a second that we can't win this. We will defeat that big government leviathan. And you know what we get as a reward? Freedom and prosperity for our children. A state, a nation, and a world that will dream again because they've seen freedom at work in Texas. Thank you very much.
Undecided voters Dale and Ethel Stokes jumped to their feet to give her a standing ovation. Undecided voter Mark Kidd never left his seat. He clapped, looked over at me, and rolled his eyes. Polls show about 16% of Republicans undecided. So if Medina's own poll numbers held up after her Beck incident, picking up 2/3 of undecided voters, as she apparently did in Lytle, will be just fine on Election Day. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.